60 seconds. What do you want to accomplish as a member of the school board? List your top two or three or four priorities. 60 seconds, starting with Mrs. Beeson, then Dr. Palou, and then Mrs. Sherman.
I think Alpine School District has done a wonderful job fiscally. I think we live in a pretty conservative district, and we've done an amazing job financially. There are some little things that I just wonder if they need to be brought up with saving even more money a little bit with some of the transportation and bus issues that we have. If I can give just a small example, we have a group of cheerleaders that live in Highland. They have to drive to American Fork to get on a bus to go to Lone Peak. So if you're familiar with the area, that just seems a little crazy. And so I think there's maybe some things that we can do to save money on buses and using that money to better serve our students. Other than that, I really feel it's important to be to know the policies and procedures. I think that would save the district a lot of time and money and angst. If we can answer questions and refer back to our policy and procedure manual, I think there's so many of those questions that could be answered right off the spot. And that's another thing I think is important.
There are actually six things that I like to focus on like crazy. Number one is to reduce dropout rates by 50%. Number two, we need to increase the math and science benchmark readiness for college. Number three, we need to pay our teachers well. And Alpine School District is doing a better job in that right now. Okay? We need to reduce bullying. Bullying has become a problem, and that will lead to dropouts. We need to have school safety. That is some of the things that I really, really want to do and focus on and help the board accomplish that. Thank you.
Over the last few years, I've been on several committees and commissions regarding mental health and suicide prevention. And even though our numbers are coming down, I think that the district could work a little harder on their mental health issues and or for the students and more suicide prevention. I think we need more psychologists and social workers and things in the schools, even into the elementary schools. The state just passed a bill. It's a law now that they did give some money towards this over this past legislative session, and I think it's really important that we take advantage of that, although most of that money will go to the smaller school districts. The other thing is to pay our teachers correctly. They are not being paid enough money, and by doing, you know, by forwarding and accepting and working on the gas tax initiative that will be coming up on the next ballot, that is something that we could really do a good job on paying our teachers.
Thank you.